It's up to the voters. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
You know, the way we talk about our democracy and deal with it is by voting.
Wisconsin's Democratic Governor Tony Evers hoping to beat back a challenge from Republican businessman Tim Michaels. The economy, a top issue around the country, but so is crime in New York.
This is going to be a historic election. We're feeling great.
Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin trying to unseat Governor Kathy Hochul. In some states, counting mail-in ballots could take days. Florida says federal election monitors are not welcome.
Florida's Department of State is now telling the U.S. Department of Justice that it would violate Florida law to allow federal elections monitors into polling places. The letter from Florida officials obtained by Fox News is in response to notices sent by the feds to Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties that monitors were on their way. They tell the DOJ that even if federal observers were to be considered law enforcement, the state statute forbids it unless there is evidence of problems.
Fox's Evan Brown in Tampa. The Justice Department says it's sending government lawyers to serve as monitors in 24 states. Areas still recovering from Hurricane Ian could get hit with heavy rain from Tropical Storm Nicole, heading for a possible landfall on Florida's Atlantic coast as a Category 1 hurricane tomorrow or early Thursday after first taking aim at the Bahamas. The exact path still uncertain. Someone's holding a ticket worth more than $2 billion.
California Lottery announcing Tuesday that the winning Powerball jackpot ticket was sold at Joe's Service Center in Altadena. That ticket matching 10, 33, 41, 47, and 56 with the Powerball 10 to score a record prize.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. The drawing delayed from last night to this morning because of a protocol issue in one state. The lump sum option, nearly $1 billion. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Talks on our terms. That demand from Ukraine's president, a slight shift from his blanket refusal to speak with Russian leader Vladimir Putin.
Volodymyr Zelensky has told the international community to force Vladimir Putin into what he calls real peace talks. But his conditions make such a summit highly unlikely anytime soon. The return of all Ukraine's occupied land, compensation for the damage the war has wrought, and prosecutions for war crimes. In September, President Zelensky signed a decree stating talks with Mr. Putin would be impossible. Right now, they appear at least implausible. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
This after reports that U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan has been talking with top officials in Moscow in an effort to avoid escalation of the war. But the White House says U.S. support for Ukraine remains unflinching. Two ground-based air defense systems from the U.S. arriving in Ukraine.
These systems will contribute to Ukraine's air defense capabilities and will help protect the Ukrainian people against Russian aerial attacks, to include those conducted by unmanned aerial vehicles or cruise missiles.
Pentagon Press Secretary Air Force Brigadier General Pat Ryder says they still can't confirm reports that Iran is providing Russia with ballistic missiles. A Twitter exodus under new ownership.
More than 1.3 million users reportedly left Twitter in the week after Elon Musk's $44 billion purchase, according to an estimate. MIT Technology Review reporting that the firm Bot Sentinel, which tracks behavior on Twitter, believes around 877,000 accounts were deactivated and another 497,000 were suspended between October 27th and November 1st, more than double the usual number.
Fox's Lillian Wu. Elon Musk tweeting last night that Twitter usage is at an all-time high. LOL. On Wall Street, a rally continues, but it was bigger earlier today. Right now, the Dow's up 228. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.